Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. When we experience grief, we experience many emotions, from feeling frozen in a state of pain to embracing hope again in our lives, because we go through many cycles. We go through many different stages, levels of grief. And I wanted to compare in this occasion, in this episode, to use it actually as a metaphor. The metaphor of seeing the seasons that we experience throughout the year with our process of grief. And we will start with winter, yes, because winter can be a time when we feel numb after the initial shock we may experience after realizing that we're going through this loss, that we just had this loss, that we have just lost our loved one. And just as winter is striped off its leaves with our grief, we may feel exposed and vulnerable. Because when we see winter, and even we see it in postcards, no? That we see the white blanket of snow, and then we see those trees without leaves. And that gives us a sense in its beauty of summer, because it shows like a desolated winter scene. And this can mirror actually the loneliness and isolation we may feel in grief. And yes, I mentioned the word before, frozen. When we have so much pain in our hearts, we may feel frozen, that we cannot move from that state. And our emotions are so raw. And I want to share with you that this happened to me after I lost my mother, my beloved mom, 3.5 years ago. And I realized how raw I was and how vulnerable I presented myself to the world when I wrote the book after her loss, inspired by this huge grief and with the purpose of helping others as well, going through loss. And the book, translated to English, allowed me to grieve and heal from the inside out. I recently recorded it as an audiobook. And when I was recording that book at the beginning, and when I saw that, because I shared my story, I was taken by that. My emotions were so raw. And as I said, that I presented myself so vulnerable, and I'm so glad I did, because we are vulnerable. We are, and that makes us humans. And when I was reading that out loud, you know, recording it, I saw that yes, at the beginning, I was in total winter, because that's how we feel in our heart. Actually, though, I want to mention that winter, even if it's in its coldness, it also symbolizes survival through harsh conditions, because it shows us how resilient life is. You know, the trees, how they can sustain that. And then, you know, when the spring comes, all those leaves and all that start coming out. But even in the coldest and most barren times, they can stay still. And that happens to us, because it's amazing the resilience we have inside. We have those resilience that despite all that loss we experience and all that, and the loss itself that we feel inside, even though we feel that, we can continue and we persevere. So I want you to remember that if you are in a winter right now, Stay there reflecting on your loss. Allow yourself to process your emotions and have understanding about how you are in this. Because remember, even though in winter, those dry trees and lack of vegetation, we cannot see them. For us, it feels like, it shows like it's, you know, they're dead. No, they're not. They are dormant. And the same thing happens to us. This is kind of symbolizing that inside of us, there is hope. There is hope that can be stared, that can be there even when we are experiencing grief. So even though we don't see it in the surface, it's there, dormant. So we allow ourselves to stay in that place of winter. We process our emotions. And then what happens? When spring comes, then we can start opening our heart because there is renewal. And it shows also that this is, you know, kind of new beginnings. Because spring, with all those beautiful colors that it has, it can represent that stage in our grief that we can open the heart for those new beginnings of ourselves, what we have discovered about us, how we're going to continue honoring our loved one. Because this symbolism of spring, with all those colors and the reawakening of nature, that can also symbolize the reawakening of hope and even energy in our grieving process. And it may be a time then that the heaviness we feel with grief starts to lift, allowing a new perspective. And always remember this, that our grief is unique. So the winter time for some people may last longer than for others. And that's okay. That's okay. We always want to pay attention to our grief. We just want to open the mind to see the different possibilities that may happen to us. Okay? We start with winter. Then we continue with spring. Because also in spring, it may bring us some with hope. There is optimism. There's optimism because we'll see that even though grief stays in our heart, but we can start noticing things that can bring us peace, that can bring us joy, that can bring us hope. That doesn't mean that the pain is gone or that we forgot our loved one. Absolutely not. Just we give ourselves that opportunity. That opportunity to reconnect to the world. To reconnect to things that we enjoy. So that's something that we want to pay attention. That after a period of introspection or withdrawing, then there is a time that we can engage with others and the world around us and continue is inspired even by that love of our loved ones that always is with us. And then we go into the summer. And the summer can be just like it is, you know, with the sunshine and the warmth that it represents. Well, in our grief, we can allow our emotions to be fully felt and experienced. Because the beauty is that that warmth of summer can symbolize when the heart starts to open up to experience different emotions, from deep sadness to fond remembrance. And yes, to have those moments of joy and gratitude. Because the beauty of summer is that with that bright sunshine brings clarity and illumination. When we are grieving, we may feel in a dark space. Yes, because we cannot see that light coming. But when we go through that summer, just like the season, we can start seeing things more clear and allowing that sunshine ray come into our hearts. And then we may start understanding and we may accept, you know, what's going on in our lives, and with a real acceptance, because we talk about acceptance, that is acknowledging the reality of what has happened. And when we go deeper into our acceptance that, yes, this has happened, and we come from, we move rather from our head to our hearts, and that acceptance, then we can allow that to begin to take root. And the beauty is that that light of the sunshine may shine on aspects of our loss that we may have not seen before. Because just like summer, it symbolizes, you know, a time that is more energy and activity. Well, in our grief, we may feel more motivated to engage in life again. And what about autumn? What about the fall? Because we call it, you know, autumn or the fall. And this is a time to letting go and prepare ourselves. And what do we mean by that? Because in the fall, the leaves start to fall. They start to fall, you know, to fall. And this is just like a metaphor of letting go of things that we once held very close to ourselves, that we could not release, that huge grief, that we may not let go of that suffering, that we may not let go. And now, just as the falling leaves in the fall, we can prepare ourselves as we let go of all those things for another cycle in our grief, another cycle in our lives, because it can represent transformation and change. And you may have seen that, you know, when the leaves change. I love to go to Kansas, where my sister lives, because I love to go in October, you know, for the fall, because I see the changes of leaves. And I can see that, you know, that they change from green to vibrant reds and oranges and yellows. So all this process, the process itself, symbolizes significant change. And when we think about our grief, it can represent the active process of transforming our relationship with our loved one, because let's always keep in mind that the relationship doesn't end. It never ends. It gets transformed. And this is something that I always emphasize, and I remind you that that relationship, instead of being coming from a place of suffering, to come from a place of love. And we can do it. And the fall is a beautiful metaphor for this to happen. Just like the leaves change their colors, just like that, we can transform our relationship with our loved one, adapting to a new reality and finding beautiful ways to connect with their memory, to continue with their legacy. So we want to find so much love and beauty in this transition, because with the autumn leaves, there's so much beauty. And with our grief, we embrace so many emotions, including the painful ones. But even those can take us to a deeper appreciation of life and the relationship with others. Because sometimes this happens, that going through a loss opens our minds and open our hearts as well to appreciate other people around us and make us be more compassionate, make us be more caring, more loving. So let's always keep in mind that this is also a time to prepare ourselves for renewal, because just like the shedding of leaves in autumn is not just a sign of ending, but it's also a preparation. Yes, it's a preparation for new beginnings. And in our grief, we can reflect on this very profound an active process, because remember that grief is active, grief is not passive, so we can prepare ourselves for the future. We can just allow some space there for new experiences, for our growth, and to understand that grief, yes, it gets transformed over time, and we embrace that possibility of renewal, even in the midst of loss. I wanted to share with you this metaphor because it really makes so much sense with all those emotions. And I just shared with you how I recognized that winter in my life when I went through the loss of my beloved mom. And I can also recognized the spring, the sense of renewal, the summer with its ability to bring that sunshine, to bring that ray of sun coming into my life despite of the loss, despite of the pain of not having my mom next to me physically, but yes, always with me in my heart and finding new ways and finding joy in those memories and finding gratitude in the memories of having those experiences, beautiful memories with her. And then, yes, we go through that process of transformation, and I went as well, because we can transform that relationship always, and we can prepare ourselves to embrace joy, to embrace our sense of continue with a legacy, to continue growing as people, to becoming even a better version of ourselves. Remember, we can do it. We can do it together. That's why I want to share all these things with you in this podcast, for you to know that I'm here with you. I understand. And the pain that we feel for our loved ones, that can be such an inspiration for us to be better, to be more caring, to be more compassionate, to be more loving. I send you a hug with all my love.